Vanessa, thank you. We're here thanks to Brighton's lawyers, experts in slip and fall compensation claims. This is part of the show where you have your say. 0457 736 736, or pick up the phone and give us a call on the McDonald Jones open line 1300 01 1170.
Brandy, we're a nation of punters, as you know. I mean, you know, you're not an Aussie if you don't have a bit occasionally, Melbourne Cup. But, and we go by, there is a saying, it's only a rort if you're not part of it. And we all like a good sting, you know. You like if you get the tip.
We've missed something, have we?
Well, the Philippines lottery at the weekend. I love a good lottery story, but you've got to get your gear around this. This is, unpack this, folks. Philippines lottery on the weekend. The most winners in the history of lotteries worldwide. There were 433 winners of the first prize.
Right.
433. And there's been a suggestion it has triggered scrutiny because the numbers came up all multiples of 9. 9, 18, 27, 36, 45, 54. Now, the odds of that happening are billions, seriously. And it's only out of 55. So there's
why don't we get Adam Spencer on?
Adam Spencer, yeah. We need Adam Spencer. Down. Get Adam Spencer on the phone now, Ben. Minister, come on. They're all multiples of 9. And there are 433 winners. I think the suggestion is, and it's government run. It's government run, right? It's not an independent agency.
Surely
there is a suggestion.
Not.
There's
Surely
been
not.
Some sort of sting here. There's been a sting. So the first prize was $4 million, I think, $4 million, and it got split 433 ways.
Well, that's not much. It's not much cash.
Yeah, well,
$4 million into 433. That's they're not winning much, and they're all family members of the government officials, were they?
Yeah. Well, the previous time there's been something similar happened, it was proven. Accusations of fraud were in the South African National Lottery in December 2020. The numbers came out 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 20 people won. And they said that was fraud.
Right, but now we've got 400.
We got 433 people were tipped off.
You know how much they win each? $9,200. Well, was it worth the sting?
Was it worth it? Anyway, there you go, the Philippines.
Now, you're jumping on buses left, right and centre.
Yep. Kings.
This one here, the Sydney Rooster FC. Says, just on the 58-year-old putting Anil's premiership on his bucket list, he's more chance of getting to the Saudi Arabia Winter Olympics than seeing his Eels premiership. 58, no chance, says another text. Here's one.
It's cruel.
Yeah, cruel, but brutal.
58, brutal, no chance.
So 58, no
one
chance.
One foot in the grave, no chance ever seen Parramatta. Grand final or win again.
Because on average, I learnt this yesterday, on average, a male lives 4,000 weeks. You got 4,000 weeks in your life. You got that?
4,000 weeks.
4,000 weeks.
Right. So that's the 77.
So at 58, you know what he's? 58, he's about 3,000, just over, tick over 3,000. So he's got 1,000 weeks left, 1,000 weekends to go for the Eels to win a comp.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Start we don't need Adam down. Spencer. We don't need Adam Spencer when you're trotting out crap stats like that. That's just amazing stuff.
They're crap stats, aren't they?
I've been listening to Donald Fletch. I do like the intro when they get a crap stat. Fletch gave a crap stat yesterday, and then the crap stat sound effect comes over. It's quite
so good. You're 3,000 weeks into your life, Andrew. You've only got 4,000. Yeah. Did you see the Koury knockout on Monday? I watched a little bit of it on Monday. Mm. A couple of these blokes were 100 in the shade and a couple of kegs over, but gee, how entertaining.
Yeah.
And the NAB players gave it to Luttrell as well. I didn't see Luttrell play.
Oh, gutsy of Luttrell with a rib injury. You know, the previous week, the rib, and still was able to turn it the Koury knockout with a rib injury. Two would have had fun. Great fun. There, Ben Barber lit it up.
Oh.
At the Koury. Yeah, like seriously, what went wrong there?
Yeah, I know.
What a talent. Like Cronulla don't win the comp without Ben Barber.
No, of course they don't. No. You know? No way. No, he just
That's
added
not long
that
ago. That's not that
special.
Long ago. Not that long ago.
Mm.
Great stuff. But anyway, but he's had some very serious issues, of course. This one.
Yep.
Any update on the state of the NRL trophy? This time last year it was in bits in a baby stroller. I'm picking if the trophy could talk, it would now be in witness protection. There's a... Any update on the Penrith Trophy, Brandy? Any sightings? Has it been delivered to
the club? Look, I don't know what the trophy's done. I would think the trophy went straight into a cabinet.
Geez, you'd have a big cabinet this year, wouldn't you?
Last year, big cabinet this year. Yeah. See, last year they were in Queensland, so there's nowhere to put it, nowhere to store it.
Any chance the trophy might hook up with the Oak Fridge? A little bit of action out Penrith way, hey? A little bit of something? The Oak Fridge now, and the trophy?
If the selectors were happy to risole Healy on 99 tests, his 100th was going to be at the Gabba, surely they have the profiteroles to risole Finn.
It's the profiteroles. I love the expression risole. They risoled him on 99 tests. Yeah, Aaron Finch. I mean, seriously, tonight, when you're listening to the SEN coverage of Australia v West Indies, Cameron Green tonight, and Hemi Goodman said, like, he's a bit of value on Sportsbet for... If Cameron Green fires again, the T20 World Cup starts, we're now counting in days.
Yep.
How does he not? He's knocked the doors down to be in the squad. The selectors are not doing their duty if they look past Cameron Green. You are playing him at the moment, and he's setting the world on fire, and you're going to go in the World Cup where you're meant to pick your best. How can he not be there, Brandy? You just do whatever you do to get him in.
How do they get him in? They can't get him in unless someone is either injured or, in Aaron Finch's case, retires. The squad's locked in, Andrew.
Well, I don't know what they have to say, Aaron, you are retired.
Yeah, well, they could retire him. Yeah, they could just say, this is it. Cameron Green comes in. Gary says that para supporter would be better to organise some para players as pallbearers when he departs so they could let him down one more time.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus, Gary.
that is so morbid. Like, this is... this text line has hit a new high or low, depending on which way you look at it. This poor bloke has texted us in good faith about 58, bit of fun. Now he's dead set. He's having to look up funeral insurance.
Worms. Yeah, he's... absolutely no chance. 58, he needs another 100 years, says the text line. That's the Rooster man. And so the Parasand boy's been back on. So you're telling me there is no chance, or there is a chance.
Right. This one, AVB lotto draw here in the early 90s had a similar outcome to the Philippines. Multiples of lucky seven landed. I won $35. Oh, you won 35. Which is 5 times 7. Cheers, the slippery gypsy. I don't remember that, but thank you for sharing that. So it was multiples of 7. Wow. So it has happened, but it wasn't a sting, and you won $35. Well done. Wellness Wednesday. I didn't mention it earlier. See, we like to have middle of the week as Wellness Wednesday. If you want to just ring up to have a chat, if you're a bit down in the dumps and you just want to get positive, I think you get the idea of the show. Yes, we have some serious chat, but we like to have fun. And you should feel comfortable to ring us or get in touch. And hopefully that picks you up and can be a bright spot in your week. This one, happy Wellness Wednesday. Thanks for an awesome show. Let's spread Brandy's premiership glow through the SEN community. Would you say, I'll bring Lieutenant Dan in here, who hosts Tradies News in a Nutshell between 5 and 6. Would you say Brandy sitting opposite you has a glow?
Yes, much more this week, Fossey.
Younger looking?
Very much younger looking.
It's hard not to after your team wins the grand final. You've got to have a period of just pressure off, enjoy life, everything's good.
Yeah. That's, yeah, but you hate
I guess that's what happens.
Hate Parramatta. Canberra, Melbourne, Canterbury. Who else do you hate? The list has got it all
have
over.
Have I been arrogant this week?
Yeah.
Do you think I've been, smug?
I reckon. That fan
smug and arrogant.
When James Fisher-Harris up the front and said, they're our sons, you're up the back going, we hate Para. We hate Para. You were there. The whole family there. The whole Alexander family was out the back. You were getting in the mix of it. So you're joining Brandy's glow. It's uplifting for all of us. Spread it across the SEN station with all our hosts.
We've got some updates on the Koori Cup. There was one tackle on Ben Barber with 5 defenders in it. And not one hit him below the shoulders, says Drew. So he copped a bit there. George Rhodes played as well. He looked like he ate his brother. They got 3 minute stints out of Big George.
Yeah.
Georgie. What a character.
This one, RC, boys, do you remember a female Parramatta supporter running onto the ground to argue with Greg Hartley on a few dodgy decisions he'd made? Yes, Leichhardt Oval.
She was
picked up by Jeff Gerrard and carried back to the fence. She was there remonstrating with Hartley, you know, eyeball to eyeball. Yeah, that was famous, mate. You can still picture it. She had the white shorts on and carried back to the crowd. There was no security. No security at all. She could have had a sawn off, you know, gone out on the ground. She could have had Save Our Kids on the back of a shirt. And no one was coming at her. She got there with a referee.
Paul says, Vossie, great show. Don't forget Brandy hates the bloody seagulls. Paul from Narrabeen. Come on, Paul.
Yeah. Here's a text from John. Brandy's still covered in makeup from Backpage last night. You're on the Backpage and you're still wearing the makeup this morning. Yeah.
No, Johnny, I'm not. But yes, on the Backpage last night.
How was it?
It was a good show, yeah. Susie O'Neill and Adam Spencer.
Did they talk about James Fisher-Harris?
Yes, they did. Yes.
And did you have write a reply?
I did have write a reply. And and I in the green room before we went out, we were discussing it. And Crash Craddock said, you know, he's sort of a bit worried about what was said. And I said, Crash, have you actually seen what was said? Did you hear James Fisher-Harris? And he said, no, I've just read the story. And I said, well, when you see it live, when the vision is played, you will understand just how unoffensive James Fisher-Harris was.
That's right. It's not an address
the
to the nation.
The Eels are our sons.
That's right. It wasn't an address to the nation. It was a fan.
No. So I think Crash and Susie O'Neill both said, I didn't like that. And I said, well, once you hear it, and they both said, yes, that was completely different. And when you read things, it is different to when you actually hear what someone says and the way they say it.
Okay. Anyway, as we go to a break, Jupiter coming close. This is a text. Jupiter coming closer. Well, it was as close as it's ever been for the last 60 years last night, but we saw Uranus more than we saw Jupiter with the clouds around. McClendon appears out of the wilderness. That's a good point. From Mullumbimby, saving the kids there on grand final night. Multiple Philippine lottery winners, 433 in the Saturday night lotto draw over there in the Philippines. This all has a feeling of an end of days. Thank goodness Parramatta didn't win the premiership, or I'd be out to buy the tinfoil. This might be written in the scriptures. You get the 433 lottery winners, bloke saving the kids, former Dally M medal winner of the year, and Jupiter 60, you know, close to Earth, could be the end of us all. That's a nice sobering thought. Let's take
the stars are aligning.